Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
The Town Whispers is a horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of the Pacific Northwest. Today I'm going to introduce you to someone new. Why don't you come over and say hi? Listener discretion is advised. The Reverend stood in the wings, just to the side of his pulpit, ready to lie once more to his flock. The fort, isolated from the world by unknowable things, was his playground, and his master kept him busy every Sunday, slowly turning and twisting each of his neighbors, each of his friends, each mother, child, and father.
There is a sickness amongst our flock. There's greed and lust. There's wrath and avarice. There is an unwillingness to lay yourself before God and ask for his forgiveness. Why are you so hesitant to let him into your hearts? Matthew 25:1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. Children, just because you say it is so, does not make it so. You are Christians, but do you deserve heaven? You say the words, you shout, Amen, but do you know what they mean? I am a sinner too. I have sinful thoughts, and I ask every day for forgiveness for my wicked ways. And I often think on what God is and what it is to be godly, and what I've come to is a startling revelation. God is not up there, but in your own self. God is creative between two people when they share a kindness, when they speak and speak and get lost in the flow of their own existence. Will God come and save you? No. Is God all powerful? No. Quiet. Quiet. Be quiet. Ask yourself, is God so powerful that he can do anything? Then is God not so powerful that he can create a stone so heavy and so absolute that even he cannot move it? Is God not so powerful he could create a darkness so terrifyingly black that he could not pierce it with his light? To deny God this ability to create a great, unmovable rock is to prove God is not all-powerful. And to allow him this ability to move the rock is to say God is not so almighty that he can move a rock. We must seek our own salvation. We are the creators. We are the genesis of our own fates. Believe me when I say this, there are trees with roots that dig so deep that God cannot uproot them. There are shadows so dark that God cannot pierce them. There are whispers he does not hear. There are sicknesses he cannot cure. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We must make our own deals and own roads to salvation. You must seek out a tree with roots so deep it cannot be wrenched free from the earth. You must walk into the shadows so dark they cannot be pierced with light, and you must accept it. For accepting these unnatural airs to speak with them willingly is to speak to God. Do not be afraid. Your fear is as unnatural as the rock too heavy, the tree too rooted, and the shadow too dark. Your fear is a malediction of an age before God, created by chaos and disorder. To accept that is to accept God. And do you accept God and all of his unholy nightmares, which in plaguing God, so too shall plague us? As Jesus took our sins upon himself, so too shall we bear the nightmarish things which God cannot smite himself, for they are what live in his most holy of minds. Peter 4:17, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We must look to God and ask what kinks and flaws are in his most divine armor so we can better know ourselves. Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self's kin. We must examine the shadows and the nightmares and the trees and the whispers, for they are our kin too.
The dear old reverend, who continued in the tradition of those before him,
stood proudly as he saw the fervor he had created with the help of dark magics which fueled his persuasive words. And then he walked off the stage as the organ began to signal the end of Sunday service. In the front row sat little Peggy LaPont, as quiet as ever, confused, and not fully understanding why everyone seemed so excited and why they kept shouting amen. She watched as the Reverend smiled. She didn't like his smile. It was unsettling to her. It was sickly, and his scarred top lip, which left one of his front teeth and dark yellow canines exposed at all times, made Peggy sick to her stomach. As Reverend Albert turned and walked away, Peggy could have sworn she saw little things bouncing up and down, excitedly, under the back of the Reverend's vestment. And those little things looked to Peggy like little faces under a blanket trying to wrench themselves free. Today's episode was written and performed by Cole Weavers. Sound production and editing by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the amazingly talented Charlie Pierce Smith. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at The Town Whispers. And if you'd like to help the town council patch the church roof, or condemn the old LaPont Manor, or perhaps build a mausoleum for the ones who will never die, consider supporting our wonderful little town, which is nothing but pleasant. Even when you are unable to sleep because of the screams echoing from the bog, you can do so by visiting our town hall at patreon.com/thetownwhispers. For a few dollars a month, you'll gain the knowledge that has been nibbled from your mind by the worms whispered by sleep, and find records written by the founders of our humble little monstrosity of a town. You might even find a relic or two in your mailbox on occasion. For more information on the show, head on over to www.thetownwhispers.com.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfed.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.